It seems us dealing with you over the past, you know, since May, you're not somebody who strikes me, at least, as someone who loses their cool. You lost your cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course you shouldn't throw a punch in a football game, but, you know, I mean, if you're, you know, playing outside of rules, sometimes you know, just got to be a man sometimes, but, you know, learn my lesson, just can't do it again.
Is that the first time that you've been ejected from a game?
Yes, it was.
Is that the first time you've thrown a punch in a game?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Robert, was there anything that was leaked that had led up to that on prior plays? Like, had it been escalating through the course of the game and then it just reached a boiling point with him?
I actually didn't know, you know, who it was. You know, earlier in the game, you know, I was talking to 28 Carroll, you know, saying, you know, good game, good plays and stuff like that. Same thing with Grimes. You know, I don't know where, you know, his actions came from. But, you know, actually, 20 was, he cheap shotted me last time we played as well, but I didn't know it was him. You know, it was just one of those things where, you know, he, I guess that's just how he plays.
And then you just
retaliated.
So, you know, you're falling into the pile. Are you kind of thinking, oh, maybe there's enough traffic here, I can sneak this one in, or were you just not?
It wasn't like a sneak, it was a reaction type thing.
What was the message that you got from, you know, from Doug Marone?
You know, just, you know, you can't throw punches in a game. You know, he's probably going to talk to me more today, but it was one of the things, you know, told me they're going to lead me into the locker room, and, you know, he has to continue his job as coach in the game, and that's what he did.
And you were just mad because he threw you into the pile.
Yeah, I mean, the play was over. It was one of those things where it was just extra out. He felt it was necessary, you know, to push me out to play and throw me over the pile. And, I mean, they're clapping that once I'm walking off the field, but, I mean, we still are winning at the end of the game.
Do you think that was set up because you were starting to get your groove on? Do you think that was set up to get you?
I mean, maybe, you know, who knows? You know, who knows what his actions were, his reasons for it.
Do you think there might be any residual effects of throwing the punch in terms of maybe disciplinary action with coach?
I'm not sure. If, you know, if he'll do anything, but I'm sure the NFL, you know, of course, something will come from there.
That said, you were having a pretty good game. I mean, that 57-yard catch is like, how do you assess how you performed before what happened?
I think I was, you know, just playing my game, you know, playing well, making some plays. But, you know, I wish I could have continued making plays, but, you know, things happen.
What about the way your team rallied and continued on, you know, despite losing you and Marquise and not having Stevie?
Yeah, I think we played really well, especially, you know, our tight ends, they play big. And I think we got a lot of things done, execute on the offense side of the ball. And I was able to, you know, watch the game in the locker room. But, you know, Fred and CJ ran pretty well and, you know, kept things going and finished up the win. Defense played solid with a shutout, and congrats on their record.
How tough was that, watching in the locker room? I mean,
it was pretty tough. You know, you want to be out there and play with your guys and be out there. But, you know, happy we just finished up victorious.
I know it's early and you still have to kind of find the answer to this, but how do you prevent yourself from getting that hot under the collar in a reactionary measure?
Just play calm. You know, if you want to keep play extra and just got to get him on the next play.
You think that was a learning moment for you? I mean, but it showed swagger. I mean, it wasn't the right thing to do, but it showed a side of you that,
I mean, I just go out there and I love to just play football and play with passion and aggressive. I mean, of course, the throwing the punch was unnecessary, but, you know, this team is aggressive. You know, we're going to play physical, not going to back down to anyone at any time. And, I mean, that was just a part of it, yeah.
Yeah.